In Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the U.S. Department of Energy recently declared a 2,200-acre site to be cleaned up and ready for industrial reuse. The project, which took more than two decades, is the largest cleanup of its kind completed in the department's history. Dave Flessner wrote about all this. He's business editor of the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you again, Ray.
There was recently a cleanup of part of Oak Ridge, and it was quite a milestone. Tell us a little more about it.
Well, the K-25 plant, which was the gaseous diffusion plant that was developed in World War II, originally built in 1943, and at the time in World War II was one of the largest buildings in the world, was finally completed, the demolition taken down, and the cleanup completed by the Department of Energy. The largest cleanup that DOE has ever done in American history was completed, removing a lot of the radioactive and other waste legacies of that era that we used that type of technology to enrich uranium. This is, of course, where the first atomic bomb in the world was developed, and later in Oak Ridge Nuclear Energy and the world's fastest computers and other things developed out of Oak Ridge. But initially, this was the Manhattan Project key facility, and the benchmark was achieved after spending almost $4.5 billion over the last 25, 30 years to clean up that facility. But it was completed finally 4 years ahead of what they originally had projected, $80 million under budget. So you don't hear that often in government circles, but this was completed by the contractor there. And so it's now ready to be the East Tennessee Technology Center facility that they can use for other redevelopment now.
What are the plans for that rebranded site?
Well, there's all together, it's a little over 2,000 acres. 1,300 may be available for other businesses and the like. But one of the goals is to bring a general aviation airport to Oak Ridge. Oak Ridge is the largest city in Tennessee without an airport right now. So there's effort to bring not commercial aviation, but some level of general aviation there for people that might want to fly in and out of Oak Ridge. There's a national parks facility to mark the history and the historic achievements that have been done in Oak Ridge. So there's a part of that set aside for a park. Part of it's been turned over for municipal fire departments and other usages, and we'll see what happens. The governor certainly touted this being next to the Oak Ridge National Laboratory, the largest federal research lab in the country, as a place that could be ripe for innovation and new technology and startups and technology-based businesses in East Tennessee.
And of course, there is more of Oak Ridge to clean up beyond this section.
Absolutely. The Y-12 weapons plant and the Oak Ridge National Lab itself, where different technologies were used. In World War II and the rush to build the atomic bomb, we perhaps were not as careful then as we are now about the use of radioactive materials and the like. So there's a lot of contaminated material, several billions of dollars more in Oak Ridge, as well as in Idaho, New Mexico, Washington, and other DOE facilities around the country where we've had these early experiments with uranium, and we've done a lot of nuclear research, but there's a real legacy to that in terms of the environmental cleanup that's necessary. So this was a milestone in achieving the cleanup of this K-25 plant, the largest facility ever built for this, but there's much yet to be done. It'll probably go on for years, if not decades yet.
And then for the working parts of Oak Ridge, you mentioned earlier supercomputing. They've taken leaps forward with that. Where do we see the future of that headed?
Well, the federal government still provides over $3 billion a year to the Oak Ridge facilities. We certainly have a nuclear weapons component part of that, the production and reprocessing of old nuclear equipment that occurs. But there's also a great deal of energy research that goes on. Material sciences, the largest and fastest computer in the world, is being built. Oak Ridge has had that distinction a number of times. I think right now it may have reverted back to the Chinese. They're building a new facility that soon, by next year, should make the fastest computer in the world in Oak Ridge, less than 100 miles here from Chattanooga. So with that, you can do all kinds of computational research that's capable. There's a lot of research on a whole host of areas and an applications facility where they try to do industrial applications of some of what's being done there. But just a whole array of research that DOE does for industrial development, for its own military use, for other new technology developments. And with the fastest computer, you have obviously the capability there to do a great deal of research around the world. And so that is all going to continue at the Oak Ridge National Lab, as well as the new facilities they're building for the other types of research and weapons production there to replace this old technology they don't use anymore.
It seems between what what the facilities at Oak Ridge are doing and will continue to do, and this technology park that is being created as a result of cleaning up that plant. There's also some room for development of energy beyond nuclear there, or building the development of energy beyond nuclear there.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of research that's related to battery technology that'll help propel the electric car. Some of the early research has been done there. There's certainly a tremendous amount of research even related now to the virus in terms of what the computer's capability of having these facilities, the running of the computations that are necessary about all the implications and effects. You can simulate so much research now on a computer, and having this vast array of capability, unlike any computer in the world, allows you to just work out millions and billions and trillions of dollars of trillions of computations of possibilities. So that computer is relegated and allocated to the best research that goes on as people bid for the use of that facility, and a brand new facility will allow even more of that to go on. But there's also materials science research being done about making lighter materials, more energy efficient materials, new forms of technology, and the newest form of nuclear power, the small modular reactor, that it may be ultimately tested in Oak Ridge, or at least some of the new forms of nuclear power technology. Nuclear power, regrettably, has gotten very expensive. It hasn't been competitive with some of the lower cost natural gas or even wind or solar in some of the new technologies. But if we can build smaller and more efficient style of nuclear reactors that Oak Ridge is trying to continue to experiment as it has for 50 years, then there's a capability of obviously no carbon emission sources of electricity, which will be vital for our energy future as well.
All right, Dave, thanks so much.
Great to see you again. Thanks.